Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for joining us for live paranormal radio. From the paranormal to the unexplained, it all happens here.
It all happens here.
Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in our live video chat 24/7 with our live paranormal radio show host and other like-minded people.
Hello, guys. How are you doing today?
Doing fine. How are you, Lisa Roney?
Oh, my God. I don't know. I have no idea. I am spastic. And I just want to, we're going to play an artist named Bunny, a.k.a. I got another gig called Eerie Glue. And I wanted to share this because this music, and I'm not lying, I'm serious, it activated my whole brain. I don't know if you understand what I mean. You do, cuz, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
and I listen to it.
Yeah.
Man, it's amazing stuff. Really
I
beautiful
know.
Music.
It is. And it's just like, it activated my brain. And I absolutely fell in love with it. So I really want to, play like a song now and a song a little bit and, you know, whatever, later or two in a row. I don't know. But I'm going to play one now. And I'm going to, let me see which one. Look at this. I have no idea what I'm doing. Okay. All right. We'll start with, oh, wow. There's a lot. All right. We'll start with, his alter ego called Eerie Glue. Okay. And this would be Turn the Tide, and the song is called. Okay.
My favorite.
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah.
That's Eerie Glue, and now I'm going to play one from, let me see, from his new album. It's called Exoskeleton, and you can find it everywhere. It's on iTunes, it's on Spotify, it's on YouTube, and Bandcamp, maybe? On SoundCloud, probably? Okay, I don't know.
Yeah, SoundCloud.
All right, so I'm going to play this one. So this is the other side of the bunny. Okay.
All right.
This one's called Space and Time.
That gets to me.
That gets to my heart. That is a fucking beautiful fucking song.
That's like, my second
favorite one there.
That's scary.
Really, really,
Melodic? Is that the right word? Melodic?
Melodic.
Oh, it's just,
yeah.
It's kind of, for me, I said, and I told him this, I said, it puts me in a total zone. I like, zone out.
Yeah,
like
shrimp.
Completely, right? but literally, like, straight as an arrow.
Lisa, tell us a little bit about Bunny.
He's really cool. And he's got good music. He travels a lot. He's kind of all in Europe. Like, he goes from place to place and stuff like that. Like a nomad, so to speak. And
I may have talked with him today. He speaks Danish.
Well, he might speak it, but he's got no accent. But I don't know. All right.
Me and the person that I talked to through the Facebook Messenger, he sent me a message, and I had to translate it, but it was Danish. It was beautiful. He's thanking me. So I'm not sure, but I sent a message back in Danish telling him thank you very much, and he sent me a really happy reply. So.
Oh, that was really great. Cause he
that
is
was cool.
Awesome.
Yeah, he really is.
He really is awesome as a person, as you can tell. And his music is so free. It got me. I don't get that on music this much. So I know.
No,
it
speaks to your soul, man. It's got that. No, seriously, it really does. You don't really have to say or describe it.
No.
Very, very pretty and very fun, I guess.
I know.
If I was a person who was critiquing it, I would say it's fun.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And it's got that beautiful melody to it. It's got a delicious feeling.
I'm gonna play one more. It's called Miss Bunny, and it's called Transatlantic.
This is a live cut right on the ocean. There.
Yep. Yep. Okay. Yeah. Let's listen.
He just there had him play it on live.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Well, isn't that that's another one that I couldn't refrain myself from singing. I tried to back up as far as I tried to back up as far as I could, but
I was going to tell you your reverb is off. No, I'm just kidding.
Like all of a sudden, like, whoa, what's going on? I'm backing
no,
up.
No,
backing up.
No, you sounded good. Now, he's got a beautiful guitar. It's
I know.
Acoustic guitar is awesome.
Yep, I know. It's great.
And
he's
got a broad range on his music, too, because
yeah, no,
some of what I had listened to on his YouTube channel on Eerie Glue, mm-hmm. it kind of has a supernatural, ethereal music tone to it at the beginning.
Oh, that's very good.
I mean, it's one of those, I can't remember the name of the song, but I mean, I started to listen to it, and I'm like, damn. It's starting to sound a little creepy, and then it gets really, really beautiful sound, and it's like,
mm-hmm.
wow, holy shit.
It's just everything. There's a lot going on in there. That's why it activates my whole brain. Like,
there's
I
a
can
band
hear all their
in,
notes.
There's a band in Poland called mm-hmm. Asgard, A-A-S.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, I've heard of them. Mm-hmm.
G-A-R-D.
Yeah.
Wow, because they're kind of making a name for themselves, but they're called Asgard.
I've seen
and they're
them
a Polish,
somewhere.
Yeah, they're a Polish goth band. They sound
mm-hmm.
a little like Typo, Negative.
I would have assumed the band named Asgard would have been more Norwegian because of, you know, the Vikings.
Yeah,
no,
what a lot of people don't understand about Polish, they're a complex of difference. Sort of like the Baltic melting pot and the Kievan Rus, which were ancient Vikings. They have a connection to the Kievan Rus that came through there. And Poland isn't far from Scandinavia at all. It's just right below it and kind of to the, I don't know, southeast. That would be north.
It has to be southwest.
Southwest. Thank you.
I have no clue.
Because I'm thinking like directly underneath like Finland, Norway, the fingers up there should be like Scotland, England, France.
Yeah, you're right. So that would
and
be
then,
south.
And then you
got
to shift more to the, yeah, shift more easter.
Yeah, southeastern.
Right.
Just,
so
yeah.
Poland sits in that breadbasket of the Baltic Sea and the
right.
and part
mm-hmm.
of Scandinavia. So they do, I can understand, they're being some type of connection to
right.
Finland or Norway or even Denmark again. There's Denmark, but now Asgard has a beautiful kind of gothic
mm-hmm.
melodic soul to it. He's not quite there, but the guitar playing is very similar and it's beautiful.
Damn, his stuff. I just think that he's great. Like I can't. I don't know what to. I have no words. Get it? Like I'm just don't. So it's just one of those things where I can't put it into a sense. It doesn't come out.
Right. I'm trying to determine, you know, who may have influenced his music more because he's got like a Beatles kind of thing going on at times. He's kind of got like a Bowie thing going on at times.
Yeah,
so he had to
have
listened.
Mm-hmm.
His musical interest,
no,
I'm sure,
I,
without
I,
talking
I,
to him, would be very eclectic.
I definitely could see his influence because you can hear it. And, yeah. But, you know, the music itself, it speaks, because it really does. It speaks for itself. I think it does. I think that he should be on MMR.
Oh, you can... you can...
WMMR, I really do think he should be on... Look, WMMR, Marcus, if you're listening...
Well, here's one I'm going to blow your mind with. Actually, the one song, the one you just played, Transatlantic Miscommunication.
Yep, that's the one.
That there was a band in the 70s, and I bet you he knows who they are. But they
probably
were called the Ozark Mountain Daredevils.
I have.
And
no
they
idea
done a
that.
Song "Couldn't Get Better."
Mm.
If you want to look that up, it's called "Couldn't Get Better" by Ozark Mountain Daredevils, and you will hear a very powerful connection to the song you just heard.
There's so much going on. Yeah, you could hear old, new, all kinds
and,
of, yeah, everything.
But it's the style.
It's the guitar style,
and it's acoustic. And that's a song that really I invite anyone who's listening to the show, By the way, this is Scanning the Frequencies, and we often profile music, considering
yes.
that music is a frequency as well.
And oh, yes. And by the way, speaking of which, Mikey and Max should be calling in 10 minutes. Sorry. they said they were going to come on, pop on. Yeah.
Well, about time.
Yep. And no, but you're right about the music. His guitar style is magic. I absolutely. So I got a lot of similar styles with him. Like when I hear him play, like I
right.
can hear like, you know, like what. Like we're similar, kind of similar, but like, it's just it's magic.
You know, we were talking about music. I did lose Lisa, and I lost a cousin. He was on my dad's side, so this is connected to Lisa and
mm-hmm.
I. And
yep.
he was a 5-time Grammy winner.
Oh wow!
And his name was Joel Sonnier.
Okay.
And we
yep.
lost him a week ago. And
that sucks.
And I meant to say something about that last show, but we got caught up in everything
yep.
else. But yeah, Joel Sonnier.
I don't remember what we were even
player.
Talking about.
Yeah, that's,
well, we
that's
just
right.
had
so,
fun.
We keep losing everybody.
I was off work and I was excited.
Mm-hmm.
I probably interrupted the show 200 times.
Mm-mm.
But
fine. So what's your paranormal people doing this week? Which
oh,
one?
Mine?
Yeah,
oh, mine.
Yeah, no, I mean, like, just in general, anything happening.
Oh, okay. Well, actually, nothing right now is kind of the downtime for a lot of people, especially with
yeah.
the weather. Not
no
anyone
shit.
That I, but I will tell you this. I have been Danielle and I have been scouting our local region, and there's quite a bit of interesting stuff that we can try to connect with. The shout-out to the Dixon Williams Mansion behind over there by the General Morgan Inn in Greenville, Tennessee. There is a true story of General Morgan who was shot and killed in front of his house. And I talked to another team, a guy by the name of Rob Phillips, who I know. He used to run the Haunted Forest over in Jonesboro when we
okay,
were raising
yep.
the kids. Jonesboro, Tennessee, the oldest town in Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
And he had done a Haunted Places of America. It was on the internet, and he was talking about the Dixon
Wait.
Williams Mansion, and
I think
we're
I've
looking
seen
at.
That.
Yeah, it's
yeah
it,
yeah.
He's I mean, I talked with him a little bit, but I didn't really get an answer. But apparently,
right.
you can investigate there, but they're very particular. You have to explain to them that it's. I believe we talked about this before here on the show.
We've scientific.
Scientific evaluation. You can't tell them
right.
you're ghost hunting or those. No, we don't have that. But if you tell them you're
kind of the term is kind of stupid. If you think, no, I'm sorry.
Oh no, it really is because
yeah,
you're really
yeah,
not just hunting.
No,
you're supposed to be investigating.
Right, so researcher or paranormal investigator and researcher.
That's it,
a
scientific
yeah.
research
yep.
is what you have
mm-hmm.
to tell the people that
yep.
are over this building. Or
but
they will, they won't, you know, I don't know. I'm trying to connect the dots for and several other people, but you asked what was going on.
Yeah.
Nothing right now, but for the Tri-10 paranormal team, we're always trying to find out what the next, you know, fascinating
yes. mm-hmm.
discovery or fascinating question to try to find an answer to, you know. But right now,
that's
it's just really not a lot right now. But
right.
the main thing I'm doing is going through a ton
audio.
Of evidence.
Yep.
Oh, gosh. I know. Me too.
I got so much audio to go over. I mean, remember, I do the box here at home, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then plus going out, I've got so much evidence to go over. It's getting more intense, so I got to go over stuff, and I'm like, what am I listening to? There's a whole sentence here, so then I bring it over and I put it on to, it's fucking chaos. Seriously.
Oh, yeah, I'm glad you
yep.
asked, though, because we're slated to do the Chester Inn.
Yep.
In Jonesboro,
yep. mm-hmm.
Again, the oldest town in Tennessee, the Chester Inn was built in the 1700s.
Yep. Oh,
and looking at
good.
This place, you can tell by looking at this place that it's been there a hot minute. It's been
oh,
hanging
yeah.
out for a while. And they've
for
got
sure.
all kinds of stories. It's right next to the International Storytelling Center.
Oh.
Jonesboro is known to have hosted a very, I got to meet a very incredible lady, but my 35 millimeter camera did not allow one picture to come out.
Oh,
this
shit,
was
really?
Back in 98, maybe,
oh, wow.
96. And I got to meet Catherine Windham.
Mm-hmm.
She wrote a book called Jeffrey and Alabama, Alabama and Jeffrey and or 13 Ghosts of Jeffrey. It was Alabama and 13 Ghosts, and it was Catherine Windham. And we read it, and it's a wonderful book if you can ever pick it up.
Yep.
It's Catherine Windham wrote that. All you got to do is Google her name. It's W-Y-N-D-H-A-M, Windham.
I see.
Catherine Windham.
And David, what's up going on there in Maine up there from what's with the weather? That's right, Fabian? Weather-wise, how is it?
Actually,
it
was like 30-something. That was like 30-something today.
What?
It was flip-flops. Yeah, people would have been wearing flip-flops, shorts, and hoodies outside.
God, it was like 25 degrees in Pennsylvania yesterday.
Yeah, it was 30.
Silly. It was minus 5 yesterday morning. Solid ice everywhere.
Well, I mean, it jumped quite a bit. It was like 7 degrees when I looked at it first thing this morning.
It got up to 47 at the house today.
Yeah, we didn't get here yet. It's going from wait, check this out. We got the snow and it's piled up, and I don't mind snow at all. I love snow. Matter of fact, I'd love to live somewhere where it snows a really, really lot because I love snow. But
You guys come up here.
Yep. No, but listen, you're not going to get snow, but you're going to get ice and hurricanes. Look.
Well, we're not supposed to get this stuff. We're supposed to be moderate temperate zone.
That last bit of storm that we had when it flooded the coastline here in Maine,
right.
it actually
took
washed
houses away.
Yeah, but it washed out enough debris and dirt and sediment that it had unearthed an old shipwreck, like 118, 120 years old.
Yeah, that was neat. Yes, that was cool.
Look at me thinking.
I love shipwrecks. Shipwrecks are cool.
Wait, you know what I thought of? What if the floods of, like, the Raritan River, the Hudson River, and then they found all the bodies?
Oh, shit. It's like, oh, wait, that's where Don Corleone was at. He was at the bottom of the Hudson.
No, they found lobsters in the trees. Lobsters.
Oh, my God.
It's like, huh, we wondered where the hell Al Capone was buried.
Right. Well, no, he's in the Meadowlands.
Hey, get the butter. Wicked awesome, yeah. Wicked awesome. There's lobsters in the trees.
But no, but the thing of the matter, the thing is, when you think about the weather, though, with all the changes, it's going to be raining this week. So we have snow. We had wet ground. Now we have snow. It's piled up.
Oh, guess what else we got, Lisa?
What?
Guess what else we got?
What?
For people in Chicago, they're going to get to see the Aurora Borealis.
I know.
Yeah, the Aurora's hooking up a good portion of...
I would love to go somewhere...
Southern north part of the United States?
Yeah,
it's like,
I would love
it's like
to go
not north, not the south, but the southern north part. It's like Illinois and Michigan.
Yeah, but Chicago's north Illinois.
That's true. Yeah, it's
so
like
that means
top,
that, no, well, that really means...
It's the top Erie, hat of Illinois, yeah, you're right.
That would probably mean that, like, Erie, Pennsylvania will see it, too.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
All
yeah, the Great Lakes region.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Just going to get to see the green, yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah.
See,
yeah.
They say that the times up here, I should be able to see it, and I go out and I look where they say at the time they say, and I don't see shit.
Well, they got lobsters in the trees from that hurricane.
There's lobsters up there.
Oh, David.
No, that's it. I can't ever do that.
Wait, David's birthday is tomorrow. David's birthday is tomorrow.
Happy birthday, David.
Yep, I just realized it was the 22nd.
Happy birthday, Davido.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
All right.
Man.
Damn.
Wicked
what kind
awesome.
Of weather? What kind of weather shall you be having us?
he'll have 30 degrees.
I think it's going to be about the same. About 30-ish up here.
Yeah.
I can deal with that. I'm not afraid of cold weather. I
wish to hell it was warmer because my dog wishes it was warmer.
My dog
poor little guy. Yeah, but you had big dogs. I can't take him. My little guy.
Like the snow dog.
My little Shetland. He's only a foot tall. I can't put him out there in the front yard and walk him because the snow is like 4 feet tall.
I know. Yep.
I'd lose my dog in the fucking yard.
If my dogs would go out and start digging for people buried under the snow, if it's a lot of snow, they got their noses all looking in the snow because they're rescue dogs, like, right?
Right.
How they were bred.
Right.
And they would literally dig into the snow to look for something. No lie.
I've always been a big fan of St. Bernards and Great Pyrenees.
They're beautiful, too.
Oh, the Pyrenees.
Beautiful.
Pyrenees are beautiful, too.
Yeah.
Yep,
and
the Alps
Pyrenees,
where my people came from.
Well, I guess they had Colin.
They started using the Pyrenees as herding dogs.
Huh?
I just yelled for Mikey, sorry.
Oh, you got a call.
No, I said, forget. Did he forget to call? Probably.
Oh.
But my mouth might have informed him that he should. So that's
wicked pizza.
We'll start hollering out the Hooters. Start yelling the Hooters stuff at Mikey. Why won't you call me back?
Well, I won't.
I
need you to call me back. Well,
yes, there you go. Hey, let's play Name That Tune.
Oh,
okay,
fuck.
I'm going to throw a tune out and see if
I can name that tune in one note.
Well, good. Okay. It starts with bull and ends with shit.
That would be The Devil Went Down to Georgia.
Yeah.
No, I have no idea.
Yeah. No, that would be Son of a Bitch, but close.
Yep.
No, here it is. You ready to play? You ready? Let me do it. You ready? I'm going to cue it up. You ready? 3, 2, 1. What song is that? Lisa, you first.
I have no fucking clue.
Okay, David?
Part of the theme from Green Acres.
Very good. Very clever guess. I'll do it one more time for posterity's sake. You ready? One more time. You ready?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Lisa?
I'm thinking, no, I don't know that. What is it?
Okay, David, you concede?
Yeah.
Okay, get ready. The Blues Brothers, Rubber Biscuit.
Oh, my God. If I heard it, I would have known. But no. Oh, my God, I ain't heard that in years and years and years.
Elwood!
I have not heard that in years. I mean, like, literally. All right, I got...
You ever heard of a Wish Sandwich?
Sandwich.
A Wish Sandwich? Yeah.
No.
Yeah, it's a sandwich that it has two slices of bread, and it doesn't have any meat.
Oh, okay, that'd be a Wish Sandwich, okay.
Have you ever heard of a Ricochet Biscuit? It's the one you throw against the wall, and it bounces back
into
your mouth.
Bounces back and hits you in the head?
Bow, bow, bow.
Bow, bow, bow.
Oh, well, yeah. The Blues Brothers.
Okay, you guys, I'll do one right now. You got to know this one, all right?
Sure.
Okay, I know you got to know this. Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, I know it.
Oh, I know that, I think.
David gets to try first because I know it.
My thought initially is Metallica, Master of Puppets.
Nailed it.
Ding. That's it.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
See,
but here.
I can play that song. I still can't. I'm like, what the fuck? I still can't play
the passion play.
That. Oh, my God, that was weird.
Crumbling away.
I am
just a
self-destruction.
Hell yeah.
Taking back with fear. All right.
Yes. I would like a beer.
make only words.
All right, David, you do one, damn
it. I'm trying, but my brain is... I'm blank.
Really?
I'm blank. I can't pull anything out of my own ass right now.
Better than my brain. It's got 30 things in it rolling around in the circle.
Well, shit. Roll one at me, damn it. I need something here.
Oh, here's one. Here, yeah, I got another one. Oh. Oh, the, oh, huh?
What?
Well, ladies first. What the hell is it, Lisa?
I didn't hear it all the way. What was it?
It's a hell of a nut.
What was it? Do it again,
I,
David.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's easy. You can't give us an easy one. Really, no.
Actually,
go ahead.
You could be really confused by both of them. There's two that sound very similar.
All right. Well, I'm going to, I know what it is.
No,
okay.
Wait.
Actually,
wait,
maybe
dun,
I don't.
Dun,
David
dun,
may
dun,
be
dun,
throwing
dun,
me a trick.
Dun, 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 dun.
Lisa, do you know what it is?
Dun, dun, dun. Bewitched.
Damn.
Or Genie.
That, yep. I Dream of Genie.
Okay, I Dream of Genie. That's
oh,
it.
Oh, well,
which,
I would have got
which
it.
Which sounds a lot, yeah, the Speed Racer
sounds
theme
like,
sounds very close to it.
Yep.
No,
yep.
My guess
go
was putting
go
on the wrist.
Racer, go Speed Racer, go. We, me and Annie used to watch that stone that was on TV.
Oh. Putting
remember
on
when
it?
We had 13 channels on the TV?
If you're
oh,
blue
yeah.
and you don't know where to
if
go,
you go to,
why don't
fashion,
you go?
Where fashion hits.
Put it
on
a
Ritz. Man, put it on a Ritz. What do you put on a Ritz? Cheese and cracker
right.
and ham.
I got one. All right.
Oh, that is a god. Okay. My
oh, I know what it is.
The name of the song. It's Nirvana for sure.
Huh?
The Man Who Sold the World.
Yep, or David Bowie, same, yeah, David Bowie song. But yeah, David Bowie, yeah, Nirvana did, redid that. You know about that, cause right? You heard it. Did you ever hear it?
I've never, no, I didn't
you
think that was
I
the
just,
song, actually.
No, no, they redid, oh wait.
I thought it was Put a Little
oh, yeah,
Love in Your
right.
Heart.
No, oh, no, that's
I thought yeah. it was Put a Little Love,
love
in Your
Heart. In your heart.
Well, some Scrooge.
See? Some riffs do sound the same.
Right.
Okay.
I this
like,
one I
no,
just listened
there's
to.
There's a band, cousin Fabian, David. There's a band I absolutely love called Larkin Poe. I
oh right.
Adore them.
Never heard of.
But they're one. You got to check it out. Now I don't even know the name of the song. It sounds
they were,
identical to the song Godzilla. That was out like because I love Godzilla.
Yeah, Blue Oyster Cult, 1975.
Yeah, and it sounds just like the same riff. And when it was coming out, and when it first came out for the first riff, I was like, wait a minute, did they redo that song? And then they just, but it's the same riff. Yep.
Yeah, they
well,
were. They played. They played at the MMRBQ last year.
Yes, they did. I seen them play.
Oh,
they're great.
Okay.
They're fantastic.
You know,
they're fantastic.
You're talking about riffs.
Yeah.
I think I said this on the show before. But there was an actual, there's actual true story in 1984 of one band suing another band over over
copyright.
part of their song. It might have been, I'm not sure if it was a riff or not, but it just made me remember this. The song Ghostbusters, Ray Parker Jr. was, Ray Parker Jr. in 1984 was sued by Huey Lewis. Over people in his band got a hold of some of the sheet music or something,
yes.
And they added it into the song Ghostbusters, and that Ray Parker Jr. got, but there was an NDA in place after Ray Parker agreed to a settlement, and then years later on Entertainment Online, Huey Lewis talked about the lawsuit, and Ray Parker turned around and sued him.
Well, if they both had to sign that
good.
NDA, then yeah, he broke it.
Good, yeah, he did.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Yep.
So he got countersued.
I'm
by
trying
the
to think of what song.
They're all this is as bad as the fucking Nirvana baby. The
oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Cover. The one who is an adult. Was he 37 years old? Whatever. He I don't know 6'5" somewhere around there. He for years since he was 18, he recreated that scene, and you know, as the years went by, of course, he made a lot of money. He did interviews, he did everything, suing because of child pornography. You realize how many times a baby was taking pictures of babies?
You're
swimming
kidding.
Babies were the fucking shit. Swimming babies were the shit.
What about
the
1984 album cover by Van Halen? Is that child abuse because the baby's smoking
this
a cigarette?
What this fucking guy too that says never mind going across his chest.
Okay.
I mean,
so yeah, I mean he's making money off of his childhood, off of
that Yeah, but they threw it out once. But they already threw it out once, and he tried to make an appeal for it again. Go fuck yourself. Dude, really.
What kind of sticky torch fucker did that shit?
Yeah, that kind of stupid lawsuit reminded me of the one that I just heard about.
That's crazy.
And this one is absolutely moronic. A girl sued her parents for giving birth to her without her permission.
Oh, wow. She identifies as a symbiote.
She said they should have consulted a psychic, and the psychic should have asked the unborn child if the unborn child wanted to be born.
You know how stupid that is?
You know, and they think baseball bats are just for baseball.
Wait a minute. Let me put – just really put your mind and wrap your mind around that thought. All right, let's go to the cosmic egg.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Oh, yeah, the eight ball.
The cosmic egg.
Yeah, magic ball.
Ooh, should I be born? What the fuck? You know what I mean? What are you going to do, ask an ovary? How the hell would you number one.
Hey, you ovary.
It's up to the person that's on the other side whether they want to come back, not you're coming to life, whatever they.
Well, what's worse are these people that are identifying as 1-year-olds and weird, crazy shit like that. Yeah,
that's all right. I don't care. They're harmless compared to that.
Yeah, those people who want to dress in diapers and act like a baby and be, cared for like that. That's harmless. But if you're suing people for shit that they're, it's like, okay, I'm going to sue my parents because they gave birth to me without my permission and forced me to breathe air that wasn't my own.
I know. Air was polluted, so, yeah, that's even double indemnity on that
one.
They live in, New York.
God damn it, you gave birth to me in New York. You gave birth to me
in the
city.
How dare you? You could have had me in Illinois in the middle of the country or something.
And how dare you expose me to toxic fumes,
Oh, Christ, Illinois is not any fucking better. I mean, come on.
No,
the fertilizer they put on the field.
Well, they do have normal Illinois. It's supposed to be better, though.
Yeah.
No.
And Erie, Pennsylvania is a bunch of creepy motherfuckers.
I know. All the way up in those mountains, going up that way is weird.
It was a joke. We just offended Erie.
Not Erie itself is great, but going through the mountains.
No, I've been through
Norris
Erie many
down,
times. It's beautiful.
Erie is beautiful, but getting from my house to Erie, once you hit those weird mountains.
It's Erie.
Okay.
Oh, the Poconos.
Going straight across the Appalachians, right? Appalachian Mountains.
Okay, the northern tier of the Appalachians. Wilkes-Barre and Scranton.
Yeah,
all that crazy shit.
Past and cross. It took us 8 hours to get from Norristown
to Erie. Painesville, Ohio, and then you end up
is the actual, honest to God, pronunciation of that city name?
What city?
Because I've heard Pennsylvanians call it Wilkes-Barre. I called it Wilkes-Barre.
It's Wilkes-Barre.
Fabian used a short O-A sound, so he called it Wilkes-Barre.
All right, Wilkes-Barre.
I say Barre. That's what I was told.
Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Wilkes-Barre.
Wilkes-Barre.
Nobody knows how to pronounce after the places in Pennsylvania. When I moved here and saw the name, I knew that the name had to be Indian because it was Conshohocken. But I kept reading it. You should have heard what a disaster came out of my mouth the first time.
Oh.
Somebody's like, what did you say? I said, that place, congestion. And it was
Wilkes-Barre is what I've heard it called. Wilkes-Barre.
That's as bad as some of the city names up here. Like,
I used to deliver there, and I used to deliver frozen vegetables to a U.S. foods plant there in Wilkes-Barre. They said it was Wilkes-Barre. I believe they were saying that they were pronouncing Wilkes-Barre.
I don't know.
I guess the people that live there. I guess as long as they don't call Scranton Scrotum.
There's an Intercourse, Pennsylvania.
Virginia is for lovers, but Pennsylvania has Intercourse.
Intercourse is an Amish community, though.
No, it is Amish.
Well,
it's an old English word for intersection. Amish country is fucking beautiful.
I guess
it
when
really
people.
Okay. So why would the Amish name a city Blue Ball?
Well, that's different. Well, that makes sense, though. I mean, you know.
Oh, my God.
Well, the other group.
Nope. You're not allowed to do that, Jacob. Go churn the butter.
That's what I was doing, Paul. I had the butter in my hands. All right.
Okay.
No, I used to go to Lancaster a lot. I've been all over Pennsylvania, and the Amish are beautiful people. They just slow you down when you're on the back road.
Oh, they got lights on the back of the buggies now and shit.
Oh, did they really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They've been forced by the English to adapt.
No, that's really cool.
They got the best crossroads on the planet.
They don't want to get in an accident, I imagine.
Right,
so
but in Illinois, they
probably
were...
there's no electric. It's probably solar powered. You
understand? Well, let's just say
actually, I'm thinking
they don't use electric. It could be the Mennonites too, though.
It's electric. Mennonites and the butter and the hands. Yep. What the hell? Okay,
I got my dog Selma.
All right, that's enough.
From Mennonite, a woman that, and I got to the house,
yeah,
I knew exactly she wasn't
awesome.
A shit, she was, but yeah, I got to the house when I got Selma, and I knew she was a great person just by, because I'm, remember, I was animal control to start out with, so, you know what I mean,
they really dig their animals, man, they're very good.
They totally,
stewards.
The one way to tell, if you're going to buy a pet, right, okay, you're going to notice that your house is a little messy. Okay. No matter what you do, it's still going to be a little messy, and you can tell that the animals are well taken care of because you spend more time with the animals than you do with the people.
Yeah.
You know, like especially a person that has a farm and stuff like that.
You know what's really interesting about this is cool, and I know that it isn't cool, but I'm going to say it is cool. But there was a time in ancient history when people and animals lived under the same roof, and they stayed together. That's how important. What I mean by cool. How important the animals were to that family. They had to make sure them animals lived, and they had them in the house with them, shit and everything.
They had them in the house. There's still a lot of the older houses up here that they had a barn, and then they built their house attached to that barn.
Yeah.
And then they would add on again to the house, but they still lived right next to, and they could walk in and out. You know, if they had to, or if it got too cold in the barn, the animals could come in to the secondary barn, which, you know, that was the midway
point. It was kind of convenient, too, when you think about it. So you got a shit really bad, and there's a big old turd from the horse. Let's just add a little bit more to that. Add a dollop.
Oh, my God.
And maybe Johnny won't notice when he goes to muck the stall.
Johnny can't read. Johnny can't write.
Oh, yeah, Johnny can't read.
Johnny can't write. Okay, guys,
Johnny
I'm going to play.
Give a kid.
I am going to come back in and play one last bunny song.
Jerry Clower.
Okay?
Okay.
All right, but we got 11 minutes, and this one, you can drug me if you want to, baby. All right, and it's off of his newest album, Exoskeleton. Okay?
Exoskeleton, yeah.
Yep. There it comes.
About that one.
Yep, and I'll tell you what, I just zoned out. I never heard it on headphones.
Oh, really?
That's,
yes,
that's
my
second favorite.
I zoned out for that one. I was, what'd you say?
That was my second favorite. I said earlier that another
good.
One was
another
my
one,
second.
Yep. In other words,
on
they're
the
all
list,
really fucking good.
That's beautiful. That's probably really close to being my favorite because, actually, it's You can drug me if you want to, baby, in case y'all didn't understand the
words. Yep.
Very cool.
Excuse me. But anyway.
It's a very pretty melodic.
Yeah, I never heard it on headphones until just now. I was absorbing all the different sounds. And
right.
You were jamming. I could see you smiling and popping your head.
Yep, you nailed it.
You can give me a mushroom if you want.
That's it, Bunny. You got a mushroom type effect.
No, that's just
I'm only
gonna
stupid.
Yeah, I know. I'm kidding. But no, the zone part, not
right.
It does have a really. It's very delicious.
No, I mean like my brain, like just I close my eyes and I put the headphones where I just listen to the.
I was playing the game today, and I was just driving through the ocean and shooting things and killing them, and that was so beautiful as I was winning the game. You know,
you
can shoot me. You can shoot me if you want to. Boom.
How do you tame a horse in Minecraft?
Okay. It's a South Park thing.
Oh.
You punch the tree to get the wood. You use the wood to build a barn. You use the barn to get the saddle. Then you throw the saddle on the horse.
Yeah, I'm going to miss that one. South Park? Wait.
But David has Microsoft
that was,
and he will not get the worship game.
That was the South Park episode where the parents were on their murder porn kick thing.
Oh, God, there's so many South Parks.
Which episode? There's like been like
yeah, I mean,
oh, my God. It's in the later seasons, probably.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
That's probably why.
Yeah.
I got later, life got busy and just like that forgot. No, I don't watch TV.
You
so
know, hey, there's one thing I want to tell y'all. Have y'all noticed that people that in entertainment have run out of ideas, they keep regurgitating our wonderful stuff from our generation? How do y'all feel about that?
Well, it depends, because Ghost covered Iron Maiden better than Iron Maiden first did their cover.
Kind of music. I was talking about movies, but true. I didn't say entertainment.
How are you going to diss Bruce like that?
No,
I'm telling you, their version of the song, even though Iron Maiden is classic, their version of it is fucking pristine. It is really good.
Yeah, and I can't deny some of that because Disturbed redid Sound of Silence, and that one.
Oh, that's phenomenal.
I like the original song, the original version, but when David Draymond sang that, I mean, the power he put behind that.
That's a great song. That's
but
a great song.
Holy shit.
Now, you got to put this in your mindset. Could you see Art Garfunkel going, oh, wow.
Oh my God!
Hell in darkness, my old friend.
I still think that he was trying to cough up a hairball or something when he sang that song.
Come on, get up, get
down. You sounded more like John Fogerty, Lisa. But that was good.
But yeah, yeah, for movies.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's the thing. There's been so many movies and so many things out there that I think it's going to be very hard to come up with an original thought as far as the movies.
No, yeah, no.
Maybe. Well, I don't know.
Music,
people just lost their creative prose.
No, that music you just listened to is different.
Okay,
no,
for music,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, no, no,
for
that's
music,
original. We're
for
talking
movies,
about
though. Yeah, for movies, though, movie ideas is going to be hard. Music.
You can't redo our fucking movies from the horror movies because you can't.
But they did.
But they do, and they fuck them up.
They've redone Texas Chainsaw Massacre how many times now?
Oh, yeah, it's like Texas Toothpick Massacre.
Yeah, but it depends. If Rob Zombie's doing it, if Rob Zombie does it, I will watch it. Because he's a great director.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm. That, yep.
Halloween, I hate to say this, but I wasn't impressed with this version of Halloween. It just didn't stick with me.
House of a Thousand Corpses was pretty good, though.
Now, that's different. That had what's-his-name in it. I can't remember his name. He died.
Had Sid Haig.
Sid Haig, yes,
I,
yes,
I
yes,
him.
Sid Haig.
When I met him,
he was
like,
great.
Oh, my God. Yeah,
oh,
he was
shit.
Great. I got to talk to
well,
him.
Well, we're almost out of time.
In Kentucky. Yep, we're almost
oh,
out.
Oh, yeah, he's great.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely hope everybody who's
about?
Listened has enjoyed
yeah.
the show tonight. And
yeah.
the music
yeah.
of Bunny and Eerie Glue.
Yep, and that's
yep,
it. And
Bunny is really
Bunny
great.
On Facebook, and you can find Eerie Glue on Facebook, and you can find them on YouTube and Spotify.
Yep.
And Instagram is Bunny, B-U-N-N-I, _death, and that's on Instagram. So you can Yeah, Bunny's. Wait, is it Bunny?
Or Eerie
yeah,
Glue,
yeah,
like
Bunny's
Glue
death.
And
uh-huh.
Eerie Glue, yeah. Eerie
yep,
Glue,
and
Eerie Glue.
Glue. And they're both.
Eerie
they're
Glue.
And they're wonderful.
Mm-hmm. I know.
And you can
really.
Find us on Live Paranormal.
Paranormal.com.
Thanks
and
for listening to Live Paranormal and
we love
PaganTrahan.com
yep.
/radio. Thank you, Steve Lawson.
Bye, Steve. All right. Bye.
Everybody
all right,
have a good night.
Night,
yep.
Night, bye.
Enjoy. Good night. See you next week.